is Kislev, Thursday the 4th of December, Rabbi Gershon Duna, the kinematics of Mitzvah Chinuch.
Good morning, everyone. As you heard, today I want to go through Mitzvah Chinuch from what the psukim say about it, to what the halacha is, to the kinematics of Mitzvah Chinuch, what it means. What it means, what the chiyuv is, how it manifests itself in all different mitzvahs. Says next week's sedra, Ayesha Yaakov, the Eretz Beguri Oviv, the Eretz Kanan. Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shva Esvisham. So Yaakov settled in Eretz Beguri Oviv in Eretz Kanan. These are Yaakov's oldest. Yosef was 17 years old. And Rashi asks the question, he wants to know what is the juxtaposition of Yaakov settling to Yosef being his offspring and being 17 years old. And Rashi says in one chapter, Yaakov wanted to settle down in peace. He wanted, he had a long, tough life, lots of stories, not some weren't so easy. He decided that that's enough, it's retirement time. He wants to settle down and have an easy time. Hashem said, you want to settle down and have an easy time? Hashem therefore called him to come through hardships of Yosef, and the whole story with the shotim and terrible hardship Yaakov went through in 21 years separated from his son. So Moshe Feinstein asked a question. He says he doesn't understand what's so wrong in wanting to retire. All Yaakov wants to do, he's been through a lot, he's reached well past retirement age. Let him settle down, let him do nothing for a bit. Why did Hashem have to give him such a big punishment? Which doesn't supposedly fit the crime, which the crime not even a crime. You did nothing wrong. There's a much fine thing, answer, which we have to understand. States that when we talk about the Avos HaKadoshim, everything that the Mefarshim is saying, we have to take it with a pinch of salt. Nothing is really like we think it is, and we can't really understand what the Avos were. But Moshe says that when it says Yaakov wanted to Leishay B'Shalva, it meant that Yaakov decided that he'd had enough of being a chanuch for children. They've already reached the old age, the second youngest of 12 children, already 17. And Yaakov thought, that's it. I'm potter from being a chanuch anymore. And now I can just sit back and enjoy the fruits of my labor. And then Hashem said to him, you think there's no more chinuch anymore to do? Let me show you. There are still some tiny middos, which again, we can't understand what that means. But still, your children have tiny middos of kinna, of jealousy, which manifested itself in the whole story of Yosef. Hashem telling you, no such thing as retiring from being mechanic of children. Chinuch is a lifelong obligation until there's no more life. Another verse from the Prophet told us, it says in the Prophet, Vayitl Luhan Aram, and Yaakov and Esav grew up. Vayihi Esav ish yodea tzayiv ish sobe. Esav was a hunter. Vayakov ish tom yoshev ohav. Yaakov was a sat and learnt. Rav Shlomo Fal Hirsch has a very interesting thought. He says, it was only when Vayikl Luhan Aron, only once they grew up, that everyone realized that Esav was headed in that direction and Yaakov was headed in that direction. We know that before they grew up, they couldn't tell us where Dafka. Avraham Avinu was nifta when they turned 13, because that's when they could tell that Esau was kind of going pear-shaped. That's when Avraham was nifta. So it's not from Hirsch that once they're already 13 and they're already entrenched in their ways, then it's already too late to try and change anything. Because of the little on the Arim, they were too late. Yitzchok had lost his chance of being Mechanech Esau anymore. He should have cut again. We don't know what that means, but he should have realized before and worked on it then. Now it's already too late. We see the Muslim, again, for that. There's a story of Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin had a yeshiva, famous yeshiva Volozhin, which in the end got shut down by the Russian government because they wanted him to learn non-Jewish studies. That's the whole talk in itself. But at one point, they had in those days, like, I don't know if it was called the same thing, but it was like an Ofsted inspection. I mean, if a member from the government comes down with a big notebook, and he with a glass like this, and he walks around, and he wanted to see what was going on, and he walked around the yeshiva, and he was very taken. He saw Elcha Bnei Torah sitting. There was no punch-ups. There was no vodka in the knapsack. There was nothing he'd ever seen before in any other school. And he asked Reb Chaim Volozhin, what's the secret to your success? How come you have a yeshiva, which is such able people, so refined? How can such a thing be in today's day and age? when everyone here just spends every night in the pub? So Chaim Rambam said interesting answer. A bit, he didn't explain what he meant, but I'm going to explain what he meant. He said, the chinuch of all these children started 20 years before they were born. And the pshat in that is that chinuch, we believe, is not just telling a child, you do this, you do this. Chinuch is leading by example. Chinuch is when the child sees the father doing something and therefore wants to continue in his father's way, then he gets the chinuch in the right way. So Chaim Rambam is saying that all these people had parents who, 20 before they were born, were already working on themselves to be the right sort of parents to bring up children. Therefore, of course, they have offspring who aren't pub drinkers, because this is what they've been working for so many years. We see a similar thing in the pasuk. It says that when the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu, it says El Habakar Rots Avram. So Avram ran after to get the finest cattle. Once he caught them, he gave them to the Na to go make them. And Rashi says, the Na Zeh Yishmal, which was his son Yishmal, the Chanukah be mitzvahs, because he wanted to be Mechanuch in the mitzvah, therefore he gave it to him to finish off the job. And the famous question they ask is, I don't understand, if you want to be Mechanuch in the son of mitzvahs, why did a 100-year-old Avraham Avinu have to run himself? The Medrash says he ran until who knows where he was, he ran after these cattle to get them. He's got a Na'ad. But not only he's not being lazy, he wants to be Mechanachim to be the Hazarachim. So we have very good answer. Tell your son, Ishmael, off you go, come back with some cattle. The famous answer is, and no, Chinuch is leading by example. The best way to Mechanach someone is by doing so yourself. So therefore, in the beginning, Avram ran out and said, show Ishmael, this is Hazarachim, a 100-year-old man running after cattle. Once he showed him the lesson, then the end bits he was able to give to Ishmael. This is a hachama to the chinuch where we see it from other sakdoshim. Now I want to go a bit into the halachics of chinuch. What chinuch? Who is mechoyer in chinuch? How old the child has to be mechoyer in chinuch? It's the same, it's the same, it's the same. The famous Madame Plekis, we've shown him already. Who is mechoyer in chinuch? Is it the father of the child or the mother as well? Plekis has shown him in Yuma, Daf Pei Beis, and Hagas Maimonides, and Chuz Maram all say that the chiyuv is only on the father and not on the mother. On the other hand, Rashi in the Beis of Chagiga and the Mishnah Berurah brings down without any choluk that the mother is also mechoyev mitzvahs. We'll see later that the Gemara seems to say clearly not also mechoyev mitzvahs. That's my choluk as we've shown. Now, what age is a child mechoyev mitzvahs? The Mishnah Berurah says it has to be an age where a child knows what he's doing. The Berurah says that's 5 or 6 years old. That means if you give a 3-year-old a little nesvi to shake, he thinks you're giving him another weapon to use against his friends. He doesn't realize that this is, you're telling him to shake something because this is a mitzvah. Mashiach, once he reaches the age of 5 or 6 years old, then he's ready, you're telling him, now sukkahs, now you're shaking a little because it's a big mitzvah, and he already knows to shake, that's really when you're mechuyev, that's really the age when a child is mechuyev. Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. He says there are two types of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are say, like that. The non-mitzvahs say, which represent something deeper. For example, Kiddush and Avdol. Kiddush is not the same as Luminous. For Kiddush, we're making Kiddush to sanctify the day, because today was Hashem made Shabbos. So Avdol is the same, it's the opposite. You're making Avdol to be Mavdol between Shabbos and the week. So the 3 weeks also. 3 weeks. Mitzvah is not stung, not to have a bath, not to listen to music, not to do all these things. The mitzvah is to mourn for something that we lost. So Mishmur says that is already a little bit more complicated, if someone understands. And there, the chinuch for that starts at age 6 or 7. So already then you can tell them, today is Shabbos, Hashem made Shabbos, therefore we're going to be making Kiddush. So the normal mitzvah starts at 5 or 6, and mitzvahs which need a bit more understanding start at 6 to 7. Now, mitzvahs lo sasei, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Gimel says that you have to be the age that one can tell a child, don't do this because it is forbidden to do. A lot of people know that to a 2-year-old child, you say, don't hit this person, it's forbidden to do, it doesn't really enter their mind. As you see, because they'll do it a second later without any second thought. Says Mishnah Berurah that, not Mishnah Berurah, the post can say that Mishnah Berurah means about 4 years old, you have to make sure one's children are not over any issa loisasis. Then already they're able to understand the concept of please don't do this because it is forbidden, and therefore that's when the chiyuv kind of starts with loisasis. Now,
does it mean that until 4 you can tell a kid positively with a halal shalom?
Very good, that's we're about to get there. Maybe you should come speak out. Now, so, The ida chiluk between the father and other people. No, no, let's go. There is also a pasuk in loisa chilum, talking about the issa of eating insects. The pasuk says one cannot feed someone else insects or any. And the Gemara learns that from there to all the soil in the Torah, one cannot be meichel or cotton something which you're not allowed to eat. That, they say, starts at age zero. That means you cannot feed even a one-day-old baby something which is treif, because it's the issa of feeding someone something that is osir. That's dafka feeding something. However, all the places to bring down, Moshe Feinstein, Chasam Sofer, Mishnah Berurah, there's something else which one can do, which is to be goyim them to do a issa, which means to cause, that they should be over issa with your, with your backing, but you're not doing it through them. You're not telling them to do it. For example, they say, let's say the light is on Shabbos, and you have a child who's under the age of four. Once the age of four, they're ready, you have a chiyuv chinuch not to do, not to let them be over any issur. But before the age of four, all the person can bring down that, let's say it's very light, and you're very tired, and your wife's very angry that you left the light on. You're allowed to put the child next to the light. They say you shouldn't put his finger on the light, because then you're already almost feeding him the thing which is osur. But you can put the child next to the light, and the child will himself turn it off. That's no problem, because you didn't feed him something which is osur. And therefore, no mitzvah. Also, if you see a child playing something mutza, a kid under the age of four, also there's no reason to stop him. That's embarrassing, but apart from that, because there's no issa in a cotton himself doing something which is osa if you're not yet at the age of four, if you haven't fed it. Now I'm going to the kinematics of the mitzvah of tenet, which means explain what the mitzvah is in a more analytical sense. The Ilah Gemara in Sukkah. The place in Sukkah, Rabbi Huda and Rabbanon, how high Sukkah can be, if it can be over 20 amos or not. Says Rabbi Huda, I have a very good riot. Maitzah Behilni Amalka, there was a story with Hilni Amalka. Hilni Amalka was a very famous queen from the times of the Gemara, Chashman Noem's times. She became Jewish with her son Mumbaz. Mumbaz was a famous Baal Stocker, one of Baal Stocker, Allah says. He used to give out Stocker by the millions. And when the family came to ask him, what are you doing? You're a crazy guy. You have, all your children are going to end up penniless. He said, I'm not hoarding my wealth, he told them, for this world, when it's worthless. I'm storing it in an eternal treasure house in Olam Haba. He was a very erich person. Hilni was a very erich person. The Gemara Nozir, Daflites, says that when one of the sons, it could be Mumbaz, because Mumbaz was the king, went to war, Hilni said that I'm going to become a Nozir for 7 years if he comes back healthy and safe. And he indeed came out healthy and safe, and Hilni started embarked on the 7 year long Naziris. And unfortunately, on the last day, or the last days, twice became Tomei, and twice had to start over again. And Hilni was a Nazir for 21 years, which is no small feat. Hilni was a very special person. Hilni had a sukkah, which was over 20 amos tall. Mm-hmm. And all the Rabbanim used to come to her house to visit her. You know, she was a queen, she was an elephant queen, and it was good to be in her good books. So the Rabbanim can't visit her the whole time. And Ruhuda says, she had a sukkah over 20 amos, and they didn't say a word to her. Must be the sukkah, can be over 20 amos tall. She said, how do you know? The Gemara says, she was a lady. Lady the potter from sukkah. Says the Gemara, no. Because she had 7 children. Gemara explains that she had 7 children, 7 sons. And inevitably, the oldest of the 7 sons would have been over the age of 5 or 6, that we discussed, is where the chiyuv kinuch stopped. The Gemara obviously wasn't assuming there were multiple births, but okay. 7 children, the youngest must be over the age of 5. Obviously, that chinuch, she will do the mitzvah of chinuch. And therefore, we see from here, Buddha says that a sukkah can be over 20 hours. Incidentally, we have from here, Raya, that an isha, a lady, is mechuyav in chinuch. Because this whole Gemara's Raya is from Hilni Amalka. Hilni Amalka is surely a female. So the Rishonim who say that a lady is mechuyav bring a wife in this Gemara. The other Rishonim like to say that she had a husband who was involved. We just don't know about him. But should tell this Gemara sounds like that she did chinuch. And that Gemara's Raya, we would have been the Raya that a sukkah can be over 20 hours. Fake the Ritzvah question, so I don't understand. Who says that he's arrived from here? They told the children, everyone, today is Sukkot, and therefore, I'm taking you into the Sukkot. In they came into the sukkah. They had a big, sprawling sukkah, decorated as fit for a queen. And the sukkah was over 20 amos tall. But the children had no idea about this. And they still were so excited that they'd been mekayem mitzvah sukkah. So how do you know from here that the sukkah carried over 20 amos? Maybe she was just tricking her children and telling them that this is a sukkah. And really it wasn't a sukkah. Really it was a shed. A shed with schach and a shed with sukkah decoration. It was a kosher. And no one would be the wiser. And you had a kosher sukkah. You had a kosher mitzvah chinuch. Because the children thought that they would be mekayem in the mitzvah of chinuch. Says the Ritva, Elamai, we see from here that you saw it in chinuch. So see from here, chinuch, you have to do kedas v'kedin. That means you have to do with all the dinim of the mitzvah. But you can't, lefi this, take a watermelon and a broomstick and tell a child, here you go, shake the little esrog, and he'll go shake with all his might. But that's not chinuch, that's baloney. You have to take the mitzvah, and just like an adult would do it, you have to do it for a child. That's what the Ritva says, the Raya from here. Shuta, you're a very good man. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't make sense. How would you know from here that sukkah can be over 20 amos? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. There's halacha on sukkahs that you have to own your dalam min, which is why everyone goes to pains to buy one. Because on the first day of Yom Tov, to the Kachtem Lachem, the Yerushalayim, you have to own your dalam min. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, what do I do with a child? Because a child, if you don't want to buy them their own set, it can be a problem. Because if you give it to them after you've used it, now they own it. Because it's quite easy for a child to acquire something. Because if you have das to give it to him, he owns it. But you can't be maknei back. So if you can't maknei back, then you'll be messed over on second day on. Because right now, you have this beautiful 50-pound little esrog which you've spent hours in Mr. Coleman's shop looking for. And now your son's got it, and your son has it, and you can't get it back. And the second day of Yom Tov is a suffix whether you need to have Lachem or not, because it's the sake of the Yom Tov. And the second day, you're going to be stuck. Because your son owns your lulav, and you're stuck. So the Mechaber says that you should hold the lulav and esrog with your son, and he should hold it together with you. Therefore, you're never really giving it to him. And with that, you don't have a problem, because you'll be Mekayim and Mitzvah. So Mishnah Berurah discusses, what does that mean? You don't have a problem because you will still own the lulav on the second day. Or does he mean that you don't have a problem because you'll be mekayem chinuch on the first day and you'll own it on the second day? That's it. Because the question arises, we have a ritual that says you have to do mitzvah with all its dinim. You cannot take a watermelon and l'chayra, you cannot take an esrog which you don't own. Because the esrog you have to own. To be kind of lachem lachem b'yemarishim, and a cotton should also have to have lachem. So, what is his etzah of holding it with him that he won't own it? So, Mishmar has 2 days. He brings machlokes. One person holds that's not true. The loy kli mitzvah, and a cotton does not have to do mitzvahs like the parent does. A cotton can just pretend to do mitzvahs, and he sees the esrog. He doesn't know that in the title it doesn't go to him; it goes to his father. And therefore, it'll be kind of mitzvah. And the other day, I said, no. With this, you'll end up being a kind of your mitzvah, but your child's mitzvah you won't do, because chinuch has to be done. This is my focus, Mishnah Berurah. Now, someone came to ask Moshe a shayla. Moshe finds him. He got a shayla from Rabbi Yosef Elias, the manal of the school called Beis Yehuda in Detroit. Moshe got all sorts of shayla, you should know. If you go through Moshe, fascinating stuff. One shayla was, the Manal Beis Yehuda from Detroit wants to know that unfortunately there's not enough funds in the keller to make 2 schools, one for boys and one for girls. Therefore, he wants to know, can you make a mixed school? Boys and girls together in the same class. Said to Moshe, a fascinating answer. He said, it's going to depend on this Mishnah Berurah. What's going on? Said to Moshe, this. If you hold like the Ritva, that when you do a mitzvah, when the chiyuv chinuch has to be done like the father's chiyuv, that means you have to do the mitzvah properly, then it's not the height. Go and make your mixed school. Why? So because children that age, I think it was to age 10, let's say, there's no problem of boys and girls being together, because there's no rehearsal, there's no issue. So you're good to go, put them in the same class, and you have a very nice mixed school, no problem. However, said Moshe, if you hold like the Man Zama in the Mishnah Berurah, that chiluf doesn't have to be like the mitzvah. What does that Man Zama hold? Chiluf just has to be getting the child ready for Jewish life, letting him think that he's doing the mitzvahs. If so, no way can you make a mixed school. Because boys and girls together, that's no way to prepare a child for Jewish life. And as we said, the Man Zama who's machmir the Rabbi Luluf is going to be mikel about mixed schools, and who are the other way around. So one could argue, if one would be greater than I, one could argue with Moshe, that it's not clear that the other Man Zama who holds that you have to do mitzvah like the father, maybe he also holds that you have to get the child ready for Jewish life. You don't see that he doesn't. So if so, maybe he would also say, no way, Jose, mixed schools. Because the mixed schools not getting ready for Jewish life. Wait, that's what Moshe said. From that interesting chiddush, I'm not saying any of my political feelings here, but anyone who sends to a mixed school has to buy the children their own double meaning. That can't be that clear. Because otherwise, they're associated with each other. Okay, that's what comes out. Also, there's another shaila which is dependent on the same thing. Gemara in Chagiga has a shaila that there's a chiv aliyah leregel. You have to go to visit the Beis Hamikdash 3 times a year. And Gemara wants to know what's with a child who unfortunately is blind. However, the doctors are saying that we have a cure in the works, and it means Hashem, by the time the child is 12 years old, we're going to have him completely fixed. He'll be as good as new. So the Gemara wants to know, is this child mechuyav in chinuch? What's the shayla? The shayla is really going to be this shayla, let me explain. Because a blind person is not mechuyav in mitzvah. Again, a well person is. This cotton at the moment is a blind person. However, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he'll be a well person. So the Gemara wants to know, do you say that because now he's a blind person, and when he would be bar mitzvah, he would be a well person? Therefore, if you hold that the mitzvah and the one day in Mishnah Berurah, that mitzvahs have to be done like you're a grown up man, there's no special dispensation for children, then the Gemara says he'll be potter. Because a grown up man who's blind is potter. Therefore, a cotton who's blind is also potter.
Not a cotton blind, minor, is the same as potter.
You're saying because he's a shaiter?
No, this is a
cotton. No, there's a chiyuv to be. And that's what I mean. There's a chiyuv to be machanach. Children in mitzvah. But if the chiyuv chinuch is just to pretend the guy is an adult, because the chiyuv chinuch is forget the fact that he's 5 years old and drives you mad all day, pretend that he's a 50-year-old man. So if so, pretend that this 50-year-old man is blind, doesn't go away, no need to be chanuch. And there, the Gemara says that one is potter from taking this child to the Beis Hamikdash. Says Rav Moshe, therefore we see that the mitzvah of chinuch is just to pretend that the fellow is a gottel when he's a cotton, and therefore me'ikah hadin, one could be mekel in the mixed school, because in the mixed school, if you'd be a gottel, it wouldn't be a problem. That's a very nice shmooze about whether the mitzvah has to be done correctly or not. Well, nafkin is kind of Hanukkah now. If you have a child and he wants to light Hanukkah candles, you can't be able to buy the very expensive tall candles. You can get a birthday candle, which will go out in 20 minutes. Have you been mekayem a mitzvah chinuch or not? This is the same thing. The child thinks they're doing a mitzvah, but really they haven't done a mitzvah. So they'll be dependent on the same shayla on where they're mekayem from. Which ends up with two nice drush verta. The Gemara says that there's a chiyuv on the father for various things. The chiyuv is given a bris milah, a pidyon haben, to teach him Torah and to marry him off, and to teach him a trade. So the problem is that the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Daf Pei Beis, the Mishnah says that Reb Meir says you should only teach the oilam yidamid adam a son an umdas color a clean nokia clean trade. Then Reb Noroi comes and says that it'll be up to me any now beneath Elo Torah. Ask me what to do with my children, I'll only teach them Torah. And everyone asks a question. The one Erevin Jaffa Gilmore says that Reb Meir is Reb Noharoi, so how could they contradict each other? That's one question. Biskarov asks a different question. Asked Biskarov, why does he say, Eini Melam Elo Bini Torah? If you're coming saying you're viewing a Mishnah of what one's supposed to do, don't be selfish, talk about your own family. talk about one is mechuyav to teach one's child Torah, why it's by himself. Says the Sefer that really the psak for the multitudes is to go and teach your son a trade, a clean trade, an erech trade, to sit, get up in the morning and work. However, for those individuals who see themselves fit such a thing and they want to lead such a path in life, for them it's very virtuous to go teach them to stay in learning. Said Rebbe Nehorai, Enachanami, I agree with the mayor, who's myself, that you should get a trade. However, my personal feeling is, Eini Melamed Bini El Torah. I want to go down the other route to Torah. One more thought. The Gemara here says you have to find your child a wife. Yitzhak sent Yaakov to go and get a wife. Yaakov famously went and sat and learned in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva for 14 years. Question is, what does Yaakov think he's doing? Yitzchak told him he has to go and get married. Who do you think he is to go and learn 14 years? His father is trying to make his chiyuv of finding a wife. He sent him off to find a wife. What's going on here? Says the Chidah, beautiful Chidah. Says that the Gemara tradition has a machlokes. What should one do? First, one should get married, and after one should learn. How could it be with the oil of Hanosa on one's head, one will be able to learn it? Says the Gemara, there's no machlokes. Halon, b'halon. That's talking about one place, that's talking about a different place. Explain to us. That in one from Israel, one from Bogol. In Israel, they were very, very wealthy. So there, one could afford to get married and afterwards to learn. And he would be able to learn because he wouldn't have the parnasa on his head. In Bovel, where they're very poor, you first have to learn, because otherwise you'll know it's a poor family when you're after you're married if you're still learning. Says the Chidah, Yitzchak sent Yaakov, a very, very wealthy man, to go and get married. Why? Because he heard this Gemara that if you have money, you have to go first get married and then learn. However, it came Eliphaz. Eliphaz stole all his money. So Yaakov said, once I have no money, I have to go first and learn, and then after trying to get married. Have a nice day.